I'm saying goodbye to the skyline. Hello to the sweet pines. Gonna see you later, street lights. I'm headed back to tree lines, to free time.
大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎大家又一次收听开言英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
And this is Connor.
今天呢我们要讲讲一个很温暖的话题，就是回家啊、because Chinese New Year is just around the corner. 还有大概两周的时间就要到了，然后很多的朋友现在就要抢票呀，对吧，要什么拼车搭车自驾 whatever it takes， 想尽各种办法过年都要回家去团圆。但是呢很重要的一点就是回家啊、这个英语你有没有说对呢？很多朋友可能会说 Oh, when were youback for Chinese New Year? Are you back for Chinese New Year? 对吧、
mm-hmm, yeah, this is a common mistake, isn't it?、
这也是我们很多、英语学习者很常见的一个错误、今天呢 Connor 和我就要跟大家说说、你这个 back home 然后 back 千万不能乱用，那怎么正确的表达你过年回家要回家这个概念呢？今天咱们的节目都会告诉你。好，那在这个年关将至的时候，如果你已经听了我们节目很久啊，就觉得新年我要更好的学英语，我觉得最简单最快的一步吧，就是先关注一下我们的微信公众号，因为我们每一集的音频节目都有很细心的做文字推送，然后你也可以找到往期所有的精彩节目内容，所以大家关注我们一下，我们叫做开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。 OK, so Connor, just like you said, it's a common mistake to use back or back home as、mm-hmm. a verb.、
Right? Yeah, yeah, like I often hear, when will you back home?Or when do you back?
When do you back? Exactly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I am back home for Chinese New Year.
Right, yes, yes.
所以这个最关键的就是 don't use back as a verb.
Right, yeah, back is not a verb in this case. We use it kind of like a chunk.
就是把 back 当做一个语块，它前面 it needs a verb to go
exactly
with it、
mm-hmm,
对吧
yeah, so when will you go back home? That's okay
所以前面你看 back 要加一个动词，这里就加最简单的动词 go、
mm-hmm.
when are you going back home?、
Mm-hmm, or when do you come back?
就是回了老家、mm-hmm. 什么时候再回来呢？ when do you come back?
Yeah,
go backcome back
right yeah
是吧
exactly
所以还好像还可以用比如 head back
yeah there are that's right head back there are many ways you can use back like heading back just means going back、it's the same meaning
对那个 head 在这里也是一个动词就是也要就 go 的意思对吧 when are you heading back、
mm-hmm, yeah、yeah you can say or when are you heading home
所以也直接可以说 heading home 啊。好，那比如过年我们常常会问嘛，就是诶，你过年回家吗？然后你什么时候回去啊？好，那刚刚的两个问题我们用英语怎么问呢 Connor?
Yeah, are you gonna go back? And when are you gonna go back?
所以这里we noticed you used the word gonna, 就是很 casual 的对不对？所以就是口语当中其实是经常就是把 going to 就简化成are you gonna go back?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
When are you gonna go back?
yeah, it's so common and natural, going to go, gonna go, yeah. Interesting, we don't use to before home. So you can ask somebody, when are you going back home, but not back toto home. We never say to before home.
对，这个也是很重要的一点，大家一定要记牢啊，就是 home 前面不要加 to, 对不对？不要说 I'm going back to home.、
Mm-hmm.
那这里呢，不仅仅是过年回老家回家这么大的一个 journey, 这么大的一个 trip, 比如 after day of work, you're going home. Like, just
exactly.
your apartment, you just say, I'm going home now, see you later, see you tomorrow.、Don't、
exactly.
Say, I'm going back to home.
No, it's the same as here and there. I'm going there. I'm going here, not to there, not to there.
对，上次你还教我一个，我到现在都记得。你说有几个英语词前面不要加 to 的，一个是 home, 一个是 here, 一个是 there, 还有一个是 downtown, 对吧
？Exactly
downtown.
Yeah.
And say I'm going to downtown.
Right. yeah.
好，那大家记住了啊，这个回老家还是有很多英语里面你值得留意的地方的。但我一直说老家嘛，这个就是 hometown。 But I also noticed that hometown, this word, is not used that commonly in everyday speech.
Yeah, if you want to be specific, yeah, you can say, I'm going to my hometown. That's fine. But we usually just say, I'm going home to see my family, or I'm visiting my family, or I'm going home. But it can be confusing, so sometimes, yeah, we do say hometown.
对，因为我觉得中文里面吧，老家这个词还是很常用的，然后用在口语里面也很自然。但在英语里，就像 Connor 说的 ，hometown 听起来是很特定、很特指的 ，it's very specific,、
mm-hmm.
right? 那每天的日常口语当中呢，大家说、啊、我要回老家或者什么，基本上都会直接说 home。但是如果If you do want to be very specific, you say, oh, I mean my hometown.
Right, yeah.
我的意思是我的老家。
Right, and if the place you're visiting is not your hometown, but it's where your family is, just say, oh, I'm visiting family.
啊、oh, 这个也行 because、mm-hmm. home is where your family is.
yeah, it kind of is. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
所以直接用 I'm visiting my family 就可以了就我去看家人啊。好那我觉得前面我们教了大家很多啊你怎么用 back, 前面要用动词 go back home, 啊 when will you be back home? 但我觉得有一个更简单的再简化一点 let's simplify this.就是大家可以直接说 go home, 你连那个 back 也不要用 you can just drop the back.
Yeah, going home, yeah, I'm going home, I'm heading home.
I'm heading home, I'm going home, I'm going home for Chinese New Year.
For sure, exactly.
对吧我春节回老家啊。那讲到这个春节回老家我们当中的 preposition 这个介词到底是用 I'm going home for Chinese New Year or I'm going homeover Chinese
yeah if it's longer like you're going to be there the whole time you could say I'm going home over the Chinese New Year
yeah because、mm-hmm. it's like over a period of time、mm-hmm. not just I'm going home for this one day it's
yeah,
Chinese New Year、
yeah.
and then I'm back
yeah I'll be home over the New Year's yeah
对因为在中国我觉得我们还是特别幸福的、啊、we're so lucky in China because we get like a full week off
oh that's nice yeah
we get like a 7-day、
wow.
holiday public holiday
yeah Canada only gets one day
但在其实北美因为 Christmas 和新年
that's, yeah,
差不多连在一起、
Christmas.
所以很多人就是They'll take a few days off in between and、
sure.
make it like a long week.
Yeah,、
right?
we take a good rest. Yeah,
yeah okay.、Mm-hmm. 好那回老家呢 if you're going home, 我觉得最重要的 the main reason, the most important reason is probably to see your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Another word we sometimes say is folks.
Oh, 对上次我和 Adam 录那个 family relatives 的节目我们还说到就是讲父母可以称他们为 my folks.
Yeah, that's specifically your parents. It's a very casual word.
这个 folk 就是那个 folk song.
That's right, yeah. It's a useful word. It also just means people. It's a very casual
yeah,
way to say people.
老百姓、yeah. 人们啊、mm-hmm. 但你就说 I'm going home to see my folks.、
Mm-hmm.
If you use it in that sense, it means your parents.
Parents, yeah.、
那回老家呢除了看家人还有很多朋友会看这个看自己的朋友嘛看老朋友。我觉得英语里面啊有意思的是经常会说 Oh, I'm going home to see my friends and family, family and friends. They're both okay.
Yeah,、
right?
no problem, yeah.
哎好不过说了那么多 when were you back home 是错误的呢我又想到了 there is actually one instance where like back home is correct when it's used sort of as a phrase, as a chunk.、
Mm-hmm, yeah, for sure. Like if you say, back home, my mom always makes me breakfast.
哦、oh, 对就是 back home 当你把它用作一个短语一个副词短语或者固定搭配的时候呢它是正确的就 when you're not using it as a verb
right
as、
yes.
a phrasal verb
for、
right?
sure it's kind of like an adverb in this case
对的这里它就更像一个副词 Connor 因为他是读这个英语教学硕士所以他解释的时候经常有很多这个专业的术语我们也很喜欢 I love all the terminology
oh yeah no problem
so back home 前面也说了you can use this to talk about what happened back home in、mm-hmm. your hometown or in your home where your parents are taking care of、
you. yeah for sure oh back home I always drive my parents car or I miss the food back home
or back home I never learned how to drive I always took the bus
oh
or
yeah
cab, and now in Canada I need to drive
yeah
我常常就是 lament, 我说啊、oh, back home, I used to have a living nanny. 我以前在上海的时候家里有保姆所以我能出去工作。
yeah, yeah, we gotta clean our own houses here, I guess.
就对我觉得常常当你讲到你自己很 miss, 很思念家乡的东西的时候啊可以说 back home, 对吧比如比如 back home, we have 7 days off, we have 1 week off for Chinese New Year.、
Mm-hmm.Yeah.
在中国可以休息七天、嗯、
Yeah, it's a good expression for using all those wonderful things you miss about your hometown.
没错、yeah. 嗯、诶 back home 也可以用在一个句子的最后啊比如 I miss the food back home.
Yeah, yeah, I miss、嗯、the food back home, yeah.
但最重要的是 I miss the people back home. I
for
miss、
sure.
my folks back home.
For sure, yeah.
好那今天呢我们就带给大家一个非常简单的但是呢可能是日常生活当中很容易忽略很容易说错的一个英语口语啊所以听了我们节目以后呢希望你可以把这个常见的错误改过来那 Are you guys going home for Chinese New Year? Have you made those travel plans?
Yeah, let us know if you're going back home in today's comment section
对对对 And what do you miss、
oh.
back home? 你在这里
Yeah, for sure
What are you looking forward to the most?
Back home, yeah
回老家最期待的是什么啊都欢迎大家在今天的留言里面跟我们分享好那我们开言英语每一年的春节让我觉得特别感动而且特别被 motivated 特别有动力的就是其实春节都是我们很多新会员会加入的一个时期因为这个时候、It's a new year、It's time to make a fresh start
Yeah, for sure
做一整年的学习计划那如果、其实学英语是你一直想好好去做的一件事呢 Make the year of the dog The year of learning English for you
Yeah, please do We would love that
对因为我们开言一直想做的就是让大家感受到其实英语就在你的生活里面学英语不应该是一件很沉重很有负担的事情每天花一点点的时间啊，半个小时上下班的路上听我们的会员课程你不断的累积其实自己的英语就会有很大的提升而且我一直觉得不光是那个 outcome 不光是最后的结果了也希望大家每一天的学习里面都能感受到过程的那个快乐好那如果今年你想好好学英语的话享受学英语的话呢也希望大家到我们的微信公众号来了解一下先来免费试用一下我们的会员课程之后你想升级的话呢在公众号也是最方便而且最优惠的学习一年只要629我们每天都有新课新年也是如此而且会加大力度有更多的课程 Thanks for listening We'll see you next time 再见
Talk to you later
I'm saying goodbye to the skyline Hello to the sweet pines Go to see